Cattle was the center and cornerstone of Zulu life. The more you had, the wealthier you were. Cattle influenced the arrangement of their huts in their villages, right up to laws governing marriages, known as lobolo or the bridal price. Shaka Zulu was the illegitimate son of Senzangakona Kajama, chief of the Zulu tribe. The prefix Ka means son of. Shaka Ka Senzangakona was born around 1787, and had been exiled by Sezangakona with his mother, Nandi. Not only was Shaka illegitimate, but Nandi's mother, Funda, was a daughter of Kondlo the Kwabe chief, and marriage between these tribes was forbidden. As she was not his great wife, Senzangakona was unwilling to acknowledge Nandi as his chief consort, an important status symbol among the AmaZulu, the Zulu people. He did have another child with Nandi, Shaka's sister Namkupa. Nandi's relationship with Senzangakona eventually deteriorated, so she and Shaka were forced to leave the kingdom and found refuge with Dingizweyo, king of Mtetwa. Shaka Zulu fought under Dingizweyo as a warrior. King Dingizweyo built up a federation of 50 tribes through diplomacy and warfare. He helped Shaka establish his place the Zulu kingdom's leader when Senzangakona died. Senzangakona had nominated one of his younger sons, Sigujana, to succeed him. When Sigujana was killed by Ngwadi, Shaka's half-brother, the way was open for Shaka to return. Shaka Zulu took his mother, Nandi, as queen mother. Nandi, with other women surrounding Shaka, were put in charge of military homesteads and given power to govern while he was on campaign. It is said that Nandi was a force for moderation in Shaka's life, suggesting various political compromises rather than violent action. Shaka's first capital was on the banks of the Mhodi, a small tributary of the Mkumban River in the Babanango district. As he incorporated rival groups, the Zulu Empire's population reached an estimated 250,000 and his state emerged as the largest in the history of southern Africa. In 1827, at the height of his power, Shaka could order into the field of battle over 50,000 warriors and controlled most of the area that is now the modern state of South Africa. Expanding through conquest, diplomacy and patronage, the kingdom subsumed several smaller states over a large territory. The creation of the different military regiments was largely determined by the king, while the military training of the cadets who joined them was mostly an informal process. Some of the regiments dating back to Shaka's time were still present at the time of the Anglo-Zulu War, others had been created during the intervening period, while others were absorbed. The regiments were distinguished by their war dress and shields, although these too changed with time. These regiments were armed with both a short spear and large shield, but they also carried guns, an often overlooked weapon in Zulu historiography. Shaka Zulu's reign coincided with the start of the Mfokeng/Defakeng, upheaval or crushing, a period of devastating warfare and chaos in southern Africa between 1815 and about 1840 that depopulated the region. In 1828, Shaka was assassinated by his half-brothers, Dingane and Mshangana. Dingane assumed control of the empire, which lasted another half century before finally being conquered by the British army. Before the ascendancy of King Shaka, Zulu referred to only one clan that recognized Zulu as its founding ancestor. After Shaka's mission of conquest and consolidation, Zulu referred to hundreds of clans under the control of the Zulu kingdom. Oral history lists 8 kings, of which 3 were sons of Senzangakona. Shaka Zulu is often recounted as the first and most prominent, particularly with regard to military proficiency and command, and the integration and mobilization of smaller tribes into a kingdom.